Jesus talks in special ways about who he is. And a number of times he uses this phrase, I am. I am, he says. He says, I am the light of the world, or I am the way, the truth, and the life. In fact, he phrase, because actually way back at the start of the Bible and the story, God uses this name about himself. He calls himself the great I am. And Jesus picks it up too, and he describes himself in different ways. And we heard two of them in our reading that Rhiannon read to us. Now, I know that yesterday was thinking day, because there's only one day a year to be thinking. And tomorrow is also a thinking day event. So you are thinking, and you're going to be thinking a bit about diversity and equality and inclusion. That means about being different, but all being the same and equal, and being all included, all welcome. And that's good, because I want to think just a little bit today about what Jesus says about who he is. Because part of what he says about who he is means that no matter our background or who we are or where we come from or what we're like, he calls us to be his people, included in his family. So we're going to do something a little bit different and a little bit interactive. So I'm going to need everybody to, it's been a bit quiet during the offering, it's going to get a bit louder now with your interaction. So what we're going to do is I'm going to remind you of what Jesus said in the reading. But you've got to help by being the crowd and responding as the crowd might have done. So every time I say something, it's going to be up on the screen, so no excuses not to know what to say. Every time I say something that I've taken from the screen, then there's going to be a response I'm going to say, and all the people said, and I'll say it, and then you repeat it after me. And there might be a little action or movement to go with that, okay? So we'll give it a little practice. Jesus said, I've got something to say about sheep. And all the people said, bah. So let's start with the sheep thief, said Jesus, that rotten, no good rustler. And all the people said, boo. How does the sheep thief get into the pen? Asked Jesus. Not through the gate, that's for sure. He creeps over the wall in the dead of night when no one else is looking. And all the people said, sneaky. And what is he there for? Asked Jesus. I tell you, he's up to no good. He has knives and shears and lashings of mint sauce. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And all the people said, nasty. But the shepherd, said Jesus, the shepherd is different. People said, how? He comes through the gate, said Jesus, the right way, the proper way, the honest way. And he comes not to kill, but to lead the sheep to pasture green and gently flowing waters. And all the people said, nice. I am the gate of the sheep pen, said Jesus. And all the people said, what? I am the gate, said Jesus. I'll protect you from anything and anyone that sneaks in to steal your joy. And if you go through me, you'll find life and find it to the full. Let's just pause before we carry on and think for a moment. So Jesus said, I am the gate. Gates are there to keep sheep safe. A bit like you might have younger brothers and sisters and they've got a stair gate on the stairs and it's there to keep them safe so they can't climb up the stairs and get into danger. Jesus is saying, I'm the one who has come to keep you safe with God. If you trust me, no one and nothing can steal you away or stop you from enjoying being with God forever. And gates, they're the right way to go, aren't they? Not over the wall like a robber. If you go to a friend's house, you don't climb over their hedge to get in, do you? Well, I hope you don't. You go through the front gate. Jesus says, following me is the right way to go, the only way to know life as it's meant to be lived. Okay, Chris. Now let's talk about strangers, said Jesus. And all the people said, you should never talk to strangers. Exactly, said Jesus. And every sheep knows that. If a stranger calls, the sheep will not follow, because they don't recognize his voice. And all the people said, that's smart. But the shepherd, said Jesus, the shepherd is different. And all the people said, how? Good, we're getting some actions here. This is good. The sheep recognize his voice, said Jesus, and they follow him wherever he goes. And he knows them too, knows each one of them. People said, that's lovely. I am the good shepherd, said Jesus. And I know my sheep too. There are some of you here, and others I've yet to meet. And I know you all by name. And all the people said, well, they didn't. Ha! I am the good shepherd, said Jesus. Now, a good shepherd knows all of his sheep by name, each different one. I'm sure your parents know you and all your brothers and sisters by name, don't they? I'm sure your grandparents know you and all your cousins and all your aunts and uncles by name. And I'm sure all the leaders in the Rainbows and the Brownies and the Guides and the Rangers know you all by name. We had Deirdre here introducing all the girls by name. And I'm sure your teachers know you all by name. Does anyone know everybody here all by name? That would be tricky, wouldn't it? But God, says Jesus, knows us, each one of us, every one of us, all by name, totally inside out. And when sheep trust a shepherd like that, they listen to his voice, and they follow him, and they don't follow anyone else. Jesus says, I know you and I love you. If you trust me and you hear me call you by name, you won't listen to the nonsense that other people follow. If you trust me and hear me call you by name, I will speak and you will listen to what I say and you'll learn from me. Learn from me in the Bible and you'll follow me and you'll walk the way I walk. One more time, Chris. Finally, said Jesus, let's talk about the hired hand, the man who gets paid. And all the people said, show me the money. Can we do that again? Can we do that again? And all the people said, show me the money. That was great in there. That's it, said Jesus. The hired hand is only in it for what he can get. It's not the sheep that are important to him. It's just the money he gets and what he can buy with it. And all the people said, bling, bling. So when the wolf comes, said Jesus, what does the hired hand do? He runs away to save his own skin. And all the people said, it's more than his job's worth. But the shepherd, said Jesus, the shepherd is different. And all the people said, how? The sheep belong to the shepherd, said Jesus. Each and every one of them is special to him. So when the wolf comes, he faces it and fights it off. He risks life and limb. And if he has to, he lays down his life for his sheep. And all the people said, wow. I am the good shepherd, said Jesus. And I lay down my life for you. So the hired worker, he's in it for himself. The sheep don't belong to him. He doesn't really care about them. If they need protecting from a fierce wolf, he just runs away. But Jesus says, I didn't come for myself. I'm not in it for the money or to be famous or just because I felt I had to. I didn't come just to run away when you need me most, says Jesus. You're my sheep, my people. You are special to me. I love you. I will give everything to keep you safe. I will lay down my life for you. And we know that is exactly what Jesus did. If we trust in him, we know that he died for us so that nothing can stop us enjoying the life God has intended us now and forever. So whatever our background, whatever our difference, God calls each one of us by name to be part of his people and enjoy what a minister, a friend of mine down the road, calls the 10-10, because it's John chapter 10, verse 10. John, the 10-10 life. Life to the full. That's what Jesus calls us to. And there is something to think about today and in the coming days. You've been a great crowd. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he is the gate and the good shepherd. Thank you that you know us by name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave your life for us to save us and keep us so that nothing can stop us enjoying life with you now and forever. Thank you that you love us and protect us. Help us to trust you, to listen to what you say to us, and to follow you all the days of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.